This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's already the 8th day of September, 2015, on this Tuesday worldwide broadcast. Feels like a Monday. We just had Labor Day, the International Workers' Communist Day. There are groups and organizations that always end up impoverishing populations into a North Korean or Cuban-style hell. But here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us for this worldwide transmission. The news is particularly over the top. Coming up later in the broadcast, Paul Watson is going to be joining us to break down his story that's up on DrudgeReport.com. Muslim refugees chant Allah Akbar, F you, attack citizens, throw feces, and they're so socialist and so liberal and so entitled, they believe Europe literally belongs to them and everything is free. A percentage of these immigrants, and they wear T-shirts we have photos of saying, fear for your wife, and it is just there's an entitlement, but also with these third world populations, let's just face it, massive class envy and an idea that wealthy Westerners are there and are the problem in the world because our own media pushes that idea while using our money and our military to go in and destabilize the countries these people are from. And these aren't the hardworking immigrants, many of them, that have come here in the past from the Middle East, Africa, and places. A lot of these are criminals, people that have changed their names. That's in the news. That have gotten fake passports. There's a huge business doing that. Pat Buchanan calls it the Islamic invasion of Europe. And that is exactly what is going on. And this is a planned takedown of the West. With political correctness, if you're Christian, libertarian, or conservative, you will be arrested for reading the Bible or for following your Christian beliefs. But if you want to sexually mutilate your daughters and put hoods on their heads and not let them leave the house and chain them up, baby, you're going to be protected. Because there's a hate of the West in the scientific technocratic elite because it has free will, it has renaissance in it, and that threatens the new dark age the globalists are bringing in. Now, they're going to set up the Muslims in the end with the clash of civilizations. I'm not a, quote, Islamophobe, but the West has brought in radical leadership out of Saudi Arabia and other nations to take over the Middle East, Central Asia, and much of Africa, and they are forging Islam, you can debate whether it was before, into a weapon against the West. And Paul Watson put out an article, you can look this up for yourself, but it's on Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and I think this image should go viral. Qatar, zero migrants, zero immigrants, zero refugees. Saudi Arabia, zero, zero. Bahrain, zero. Kuwait, zero. United Arab Emirates, zero. Oman, zero, zero, zero. How many Palestinians they take? Zero, zero, zero. Only Germany, only France, only the United Kingdom, only the United States. It's our job to take the world's poor. It's our job for people to come here and have their babies for free. It's our job as a sacrament to give up any original Americana culture and to submit and to kneel and to do what we're told. This is the social engineering. It is here to destroy our families, destroy our culture. And the minute people realize that poison's been fed to us and that globalism and multiculturalism is nothing but pure tyranny, the minute we vomit this poison out is the sooner chance we've got of surviving. We've turned green. We've got blood coming out of our nose. Vomit it out. Stick your fingers down your throat. Get it out. Admit you were brainwashed. Break your conditioning now or all is lost. World government is officially here. It's now going to bring us into hell itself. They're now announcing major roads nationwide to be closed. The rest of the power plants to be shuttered. And the militarized police are getting their armored vehicles and preparing for war with gun owners.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are coming to you from the ATX zone, deep in the heart of Captured Texas, FEMA Region 6. And you know, I come in here with that intro, and it's not hyperbole. It's not rhetoric. It's not hype. I am under a UN treaty. I am under UNESCO rule. I am under the Treaty of Rome. I am under Agenda 21, signed by the president in 1992, never ratified by Congress. They brag at the Club of Rome publicly. They brag at the Council on Foreign Relations publicly. They brag at the United Nations in Davos and the Trilateral Commission publicly. They write scores of books publicly, keyword publicly, admitting the entire planetary world government plan. Back in the 70s, Senator Barry Goldwater wrote with no apologies. I read that book when I was 16 years old. Every stinking word of it is true. Every stinking word of it came true. I don't need to know what's coming or going to happen. Our own government, people that were patriots, held it back for decades, warned us, won some battles, lost others. The globalists are between 10 and 15 years behind in their own words, and so now they are pedal to the metal. This is the final assault. They have decided to go, yeah, your kids can't do chores, it's child labor, we'll arrest you. $4,000 a day fines for any dust in a barn of hay. You can have no classical light bulbs. You cannot say the word father or mother or boy or girl or he or she. We will arrest you if you're a county clerk and don't certify a gay marriage. We're going to shut down half the roads in Austin, half the roads in Los Angeles, half the roads in New York, half the roads in Minneapolis, St. Paul. You're like, no, they won't. It's being announced. They're in the LA Times today saying, we're going to shut everything down and teach you to live sustainably. But what they don't tell you is it's for control, not to help the earth. They're doing the genetic engineering, the hadron manipulations, all these things we know, the leaking reactors. They don't care about the earth and the real red level crises. They're using this as a neo-feudalistic putsch, a total takeover. First, they prime us with political correctness. They go in and destabilize North Africa and the Middle East. There's a billion people in the Middle East and North Africa and Central Asia, a billion plus. And they now are setting it up with the news media and Western-run Al Jazeera going, how dare the West not accept millions? How dare they not give you everything free with TVs blaring as tens of thousands a day pour into every European country, and they are carjacking the trucks. They are beating people up. We're going to put this on the Nightly News tonight. I've shown you on the radio / TV here, but we're going to produce the whole piece. Just type into YouTube, migrants or illegals, carjack, truckjack, trucks waiting for ferries, buses waiting for ferries. You can see in Macedonia or in Czechoslovakia or in other countries, just human waves of thousands hitting the fences and climbing over. And then showing up and then major government saying, you will pay for these people, you'll pay for their kids. And in Sweden, they're trying to pass a law to make you house them in your house. But let's put the graphic up. That's at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. I want to create a graphic of this and send it out on Facebook and everywhere else. How many of the, quote, refugees is Saudi Arabia running the Al-Qaeda and ISIS attacks to destabilize these countries and make them collapse so there are giant migrant waves into which ISIS and Al-Qaeda admit they're infiltrating and hiding? How many did the country that quarterbacked the whole operation with NATO to destabilize the Middle East, how many migrants, they call them illegals there, and imprison them or throw them out? How many precious migrants, how many precious illegal aliens did Saudi Arabia take? Zip, nada, zero, 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 zero. And by the way, if you're a new listener, the New York Times had the headline yesterday. No, it was on Sunday. I covered it. Saudi Arabia is criticized for not taking refugees. If you're a new viewer, you're like, there's no way they didn't take anybody. Oh, yes. They knocked the beehive over, and then they opened our window up and said, fly in here, but they're not taking a single illegal alien. Now, let's go back to the graphic. How many people from the next country? How many people did the next country take? It's up on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Saudi Arabia, 0-0-0. Bahrain, 0-0-0. Qatar, 0-0-0. Kuwait, 0-0-0. UAE, 0-0-0. Oman, 0-0-0. All of them, 0-0-0. We have a link to a video report showing all the articles breaking it down. But then you've got arrogant, hateful, mainly 20-year-old men, 18 to 25 is the average age, with their fake passports from all over the world, screaming with hatred. They've been watching Western porn. They've been watching MTV. They've mutated with the bizarre gangster cop killer culture. Go to Europe. That's all you see. They're the majority now in most major cities, and they openly brag, your wives, your daughters, everything belongs to us. We are conquerors. Get out of our way. And Europeans are knock-kneed with political correctness and literally fall down and urinate on themselves in front of anyone that says, you do it, you're racist. Germans, Dutch, all of them, French, UK, they are so politically correct, they hit their knees and say, here's everything. This is a full-on assault. And you see the same thing here with Latin America. Opened up, flooded in. Oh, first it's refugee children. Now it's their families. Then it's their families. Everything paid for, being housed at Democratic Party homes. $7,000 per three immigrants they take per month. They warehouse them in a room, give them driver's license, start them voting. Get them on welfare, skim part of the welfare. This is on record. Because it's a mafia organization. The Democratic Party, it's like Akron on steroids, times 10, and all their scams. Hey, I got some underage sex slaves I want to run. You can help? Of course, that's what we do. Oh, really? Well, here, Project Veritas. Let's go to the next facility. Yeah, we got sex slaves. Great. That's what we're into. Let me tell you how to just keep them in the school, pay the taxes. You won't have any problem. All right. This is the new system. This is how it works. And so they bring the people in, they house them, they get them voting, they get them a job at the meatpacking plant or cleaning your house. They're hardworking people on average trying to flee tyranny. But then they put them on welfare under multiple IDs. They get tax refunds. One house in Austin, I forget, got something like $89 million in tax returns 4 years ago. But Atlanta beat Austin. It was 100-something million at one house. And guess what? There was no investigation, no charges. Do you think illegal aliens were really getting hundreds of millions of dollars at houses? No. They run it through them as cutouts for the takedown. But then you're going 10 miles over the speed limit. Johnny Law pulls you over. Did you know you were speeding? What, you got any drugs in this car? What, you mean drugs the government shipped in? I'm the highway patrol, the highway patrol. My hours are long and my pay is low. But I'll do my best to keep you driving slow. I'm just doing my job. I'm the highway patrol. Really? You really doing your job? No. You're an errand boy out there to raise money off people. And I'm not attacking you individually. When the globalists are done with you, they're going to throw you in the fire as well. This is a full, dishonorable, scientific mafia warfare takedown. And it's here. Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate spades. Ace of spades, ace of spades, ace of spades. Tyranny, tyranny, tyranny. Forced inoculations, forced GMO. The school's telling your kids that you don't belong to them and giving them whatever they want and taking them away from you. You want it, baby? You're about to get it. This is the military, psychological, military, industrial complex takedown of the West, which was the only lifeline to industrialize and build up the third world. They're going to, don't worry, for those of you that are racist, because I'm not, I don't dislike these migrants, but they are weaponized. They are illegal. They are filled with cultural revolution. They are filled with liberation theology. They are filled with entitlement and hatred. Let's go out to break. Muslim refugees in Budapest chanted Allah Akbar and F you, while others in Italy attacked an old lady and threw feces at bystanders as Germany announced that it would be prepared to take 500,000 asylum seekers every few months. And it's going to get bigger than that. And they've been covering it up. Also, videos on InfoWars of throat-slitting motions and T-shirts. I'm going to get your wife. And all the rest of it, I mean, it is on. And when you watch hordes of young, able men in France, the cops do nothing, and they just walk up and they just grab those truck drivers out. Those truck drivers just submit, and they just look at them with disdain. Because they've been taught to submit in France. You know, let me tell you,
I don't care if you, if I was disarmed, I'd have a baseball bat. Try to pull me out of my car, I'm going to beat 20 people's brains out. But that's why America was free, because we got a killer instinct. And I'm going to tell you right now, globalists, I'm not bending over to my family being run over and taken over by globalist hordes that you've wound up. They take our culture away. They take our manhood away. They cut our collective genitals off. And then they invade us with hardcore, old-world people that live in the Stone Age, licking their lips.
Why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol.
You drive too fast.
Well, you know me when you see me go my doors painted white, my siren screaming and my flashing red light. I work all day and I work all night just to keep a law and order, trying to do what's right. If I write you out a ticket, then you better drive slow. I'm just doing my job on the highway patrol.
Junior Brown bringing us in.
I'm a highway.
If you drive too fast like you shouldn't do, you can bet your boots I'm coming after you. Really? But you're not allowed to go after the private Federal Reserve that's been caught since the 70s laundering hundreds of billions of dollars per year of drug money on record. I mean, it's been in the Associated Press. It's been in Bloomberg. That Wachovia, Wells Fargo, $378 billion in drug money over 2 years. They all do it. But little banks have to fill out suspicious customer reports on people. If an old lady gets out $1,000 cash, it's not $10,000 or more, folks. I was talking to a banker just the other day. And then if you're a small town branch, they come in with investigators and call you a criminal because you didn't put anybody in a database. Remember the head of the federal marshals over a whole sector, the air marshals a few years ago, was in the Denver Post, ended up getting in trouble for blowing the whistle, and said, we are ordered to put innocent people in terrorist databases to create the perception of a terror threat on the airplanes. If a old woman orders a vegetarian meal, they're put in the database. If a family takes a picture of themselves getting on the airplane, we put them in a database. I will not be part of this fraud, and my agents do not want to do this. We signed up to protect people. I actually had him on as a guest. So the average person in the government is more aware of this than even I. The problem is they're purging all the people that want to actually be good stewards and follow their oaths, and they're putting in people that know there's a criminal takeover. I've had the ATF twice in person, once at a gun show and once on the street. Basically come right up to me with the most criminal, hateful look of predatory evil and tell me they're going to get me, and I better watch my butt. And then they just can't believe it when I just throw my hands up and go, well, then do something. What's your problem? What is your problem? Why do you hate good people? You hate us because we remind you what piles of steaming crap you are. You stupid scum. Once the revolution kicks off, you idiots, you're going to be in one of the worst positions out there. And I don't take any pleasure in that. You think you can bomb yourselves in Oklahoma City and make yourselves victims? Everybody sees through that, stupid. Man, I'm in such a aggressive mood. I'm glad I took a few days off because I'm ready to fight the New World Order. I'm here to tell you. I watch these videos. I mean, it's a fact, okay? Let's get past the political correctness. I'm not an Islamophobic. I was against all these wars to destabilize the Middle East, to cause the clash of civilizations, and put in really bad regimes. But Western-exported hip-hop mixed with woman-hating elements of radical Islam, the anthropologist admits this, the sociologist has created a radical gangbanger beyond straight out of Compton mutation. Just like hillbilly kids in the Ozarks are imitating inner-city gangsterism, because all they were imitating was Al Capone, people like that. Everything's a copy of the last group. And in Europe, rape is up more than tenfold. And it's because the police will not enforce or go after Western women, and I mean young girls, people's 14-year-old daughters, getting raped by radical Muslims. And if fathers fight back, they're arrested. There have been famous cases where gypsies broke in a guy's house 5 times. He got an old shotgun, double barrel, that had been his father's. He was an old farmer himself. Shot one of them. Last time I heard, he's still in jail. They won a lawsuit against him and didn't get in trouble. In England, the gypsies are allowed, saying it's their culture, to steal your RVs. They call them wagons there. Don't believe me? Just type in, police will not return wagons stolen. And it's not just bashing Romanian gypsies who go back to India. Europeans were ignorant and thought they were from Egypt, so that's where the word gypsy comes from. Egypt, gypsy. But we're talking about pikies that everybody acts like are so cute and funny and cool, and they're out of Ireland. And I'm not bashing Irish, I'm part Irish. But it's just Irish scum who thinks it's their responsibility and their right to rob and kill and steal whatever they want. And they make movies with Brad Pitt, how cute it is. don't know, some pikey comes around here wanting to rob me and my family, I'll beat your brains out with a baseball bat. I am sick of the criminal culture. And they're just telling Europe, everybody, it's free reign. Come rape us, come kill us, come piss on us, whatever you want. No, it stops now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide, and I am so fired up that I was basically running around screaming in the control room during the break until I settled down and did a little Facebook mentions live broadcast. And I'm going to start doing that a few times a day during the three-minute breaks. Or during video pieces we're airing, I'm going to start doing extra news and analysis at Facebook. I'm also going to do some of the live YouTube feeds as well. But some of these Facebook mentions we're doing, we've done like seven or eight of them so far, are getting 200 plus thousand viewers. We're talking tens of thousands at one time, and then over the next day, 200,000. And what's exciting is so many of those people are folks that don't even know who we are. And that's what I really crave, what I really lust after, in a good way. I know lust is a sin, but you know what I mean, is reaching new people and warning them so they can't be preyed upon. There's a Facebook video I shot while I was hiking Saturday with Buckley Hammond, who's moved back to Austin the last few years. We used to hang out all the time when he lived here. Now we hang out all the time. He and I and his wife and my family. And I was hiking on the hike and bike trail, and until the feed cut out because we were down in a canyon, I talked to about 30 or more people telling them, read the vaccine insert. It's meant to brain damage you and your family so they can then make money off of you once you get sick. The average doctor's compartmentalized and doesn't know this, but it's up to you to understand. And that act of resistance, if 5% of the public would do that neurotically and aggressively at least 4 or 5 times a week, I do it more than that. I'm on an elevator, I'm on an escalator, I'm in a checkout line. I'll say, hey, see this gum? Notice it doesn't say sugar-free, but on the back it's aspartame. In the monkey studies in the 70s, it didn't get approved because it killed monkeys. Look up Rhesus Monkey Studies Aspartame. They go, yeah, I chew gum, but I don't. Aspartame's bad. And I go, they go, I quit chewing that years ago. Yeah, my mom probably went blind from that. These are real conversations. I go, really? No, this has got it. No, it doesn't. I chew that very gum. $100. Just read the back. Sir, paper, plastic. Paper, please. Just do me a favor, look on the back. Well, it really does say aspartame. So, if that's somebody I can help, number one, I'm helping somebody. Number two, I'm frustrating the globalist. Number three, at a mojo level, it gets my mojo riding. I got to keep on riding. It makes me feel good. My soul goes, man, I like this. I can feel my God fear subdue a little bit when I do the right thing. It's like, yes, now you're doing it. Now you're aggressive. Now you're warning them. Now you're doing what you were made to do. Now you're becoming a man. Good. Do this more. I'll take you to the top and have you face down the enemy. And then you can be destroyed right in front of the world like so many other people will. And in that, we will defeat the globalist. Don't think the globalists don't metaphysically know all of this. So we're not stopping, ladies and gentlemen. We know the mission. The enemy knows we're not crazy. They know we're aware of their hair on fire evil. We are aware of what they're possessed by, what they're driven by. We're driven by something else. We are filled by something that's the opposite of what they're filled by. Now, I want to shift gears into the big story I was ranting about. When I see giant trains of people from Central and South America pouring in by the millions, Mexico won't take them. And I see these people being paid for by taxpayer money when the globalists are exempt from it to bankrupt us. I realize a lot of these are good people, but I also realize a lot of them are bad people, and the globalists are using my concern, using my empathy against me to bring down the West, to shut off our infrastructure, to shut off our jobs, to shut off our power plants, to create so much red tape we can't operate. This is just cherry on the top of Obamacare and the cost of business and the screw jobs and everything that's happening. And then I see Europe. Remember this article? ISIS operatives, thousands of jihadists have infiltrated Europe. They said that months ago, that they would use the giant immigrant flow and, quote, 500,000 that they were going to send into the United States. There's the flashback. ISIS threatens to send 500,000 migrants to Europe as a psychological weapon and chilling echo of Gaddafi's prophecy that the Mediterranean will become a sea of chaos. That was the plan to bring down Gaddafi. That was the plan to make that a failed state. And this is what we broke down months ago. ISIS came out months ago and said that they were going to do this. Migrants flow west of Hungary, trains, 13,000 reach Austria just today. Islam's conquest of Europe. This is but the beginning of what is to come if Europe does not pull up the drawbridge. But the drawbridge is run by the Papa, who's a socialist, who wants world taxes, who wants carbon taxes, and who says it's your job to pay for all the illegals. again, you can just go to YouTube and type in migrants. You got to put the politically correct word in. Rob trucks at French Ferry. I mean, there's just hundreds of these videos where they had to shut the ferries and shut it all down because the government was letting them get on the trucks and come in. But, oh, no, they were robbing the trucks. Then there were insurance claims. They were commandeering the trucks. And when you see the arrogance of these people, let's play the cussing and the, well, to delay, you know, delete some of it, and the Allah Akbar chants as they arrive. And this is not being broadcast by the television networks, but it is getting out. Muslim refugees in Budapest chanted Allah Akbar and F you, while others in Italy attacked an old lady and threw feces at bystanders in Germany. Let's go to this clip. There is no culture in the West. There is nothing. There is nothing but submission to tyranny. Our national anthem, our national symbol is now an aging transvestite. They're openly saying the word father and mother cannot be used in schools nationwide. Physical sports are being banned. Our total enslavement is here. And then huge third world populations in hardcore streets from street fighting and bazaars are just arriving and conquering. And Germany bans demonstrations by mainline parties against the open borders. No free speech for you. Migrant crisis. Pakistan, others dumping IDs to become Syrian after the West blew up Syria. Greek island overwhelmed by stranded migrants. Despair. Island transformed by sudden new population of some 20,000 refugees. AP. The real refugee problem, how to solve it, Ron Paul. Stop being an empire. Stop meddling in affairs, but that's the globalist plan. Germany faces massive anti-migrant versus pro-migrant standoff amid refugee crisis. White House actively considering approaches to bring in millions of illegals, CNS News, from the Middle East. Migration of populations versus the individual. That's right, they have rights to come here and have everything paid for. But you don't have a right as an individual not to pay for it. Germany is exploiting refugee suffering to recruit slaves via mass immigration. Yes, to drive down wages. That's RT, breaking it down. That's Le Pen. From this point forward, Christians are going to be banned from holding many jobs in America. The American Dream, Michael Snyder, Infowars.com. It's now being announced as Christians are arrested all over the place for not submitting. Video, Muslim refugee is arriving in Europe, makes throat-cutting gesture. I mean, you look at the crazed hatred, because these people are real insecure. They hate the West, a lot of them. Now they're really poor, but they're prideful, and they feel bad. So all they can do is just go, get it all to me! Ah! And then the left shows up and goes with paramilitary police and goes, yes, here's your card. Here's your welfare. Here's your job. We salute you. Gates going down the sacking of Europe. The globalists are evacuating to armored redoubts right now, preparing the global collapse, preparing for the breakdown of society. We're going to go to Paul Watson here in a moment, but my headpiece just broke, so bring me in another one, please. I just unplugged that one on average on accident. Thank you. But as you can see, I'm particularly crazed today because this is the reality of what's happening. And then I look at all the other news, all the other things that are happening. U.S. demands Greece close airspace to Russian humanitarian aid for Syria when they're only flying them in food. And Russia's doing us a favor trying to keep all the refugees from coming here. And by the way, Al-Qaeda controls two-thirds of the country, roughly. ISIS does. So this is their people now coming in who couldn't beat Assad and couldn't get a couple of the major cities to loot. It's admitted they're from Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, you name it. They're jihad fighters. And so now they're coming in to the West. And it is going to be fun. Welfare cards, everything free, in the public schools and colleges, beating up your children, and the police will do nothing. It is a gift It is an absolute gift to be assaulted and attacked if you're in the West by some of these folks. So you will find out how wonderful it is to be a slave. This is the plan. And it's the very same program and plan here as well. Again, 10,000 Chinese women a week come here to the United States to have their babies for free. It's advertised in Chinese newspapers and on TV and CNN. It says what a great opportunity it is and runs specials about how wonderful it is and how we should do it. Really, but the IRS, if you're an American that's Asian or white or Hispanic or black, will take your grandmother's house or will take your house if you get sick and can't pay the taxes or can't pay the local property taxes. They will take it. Where's the compassion for you? Where's the compassion for people that can't pay the five or six tickets they've gotten over the years because they're a single mother? But then the police come and have no refusal weekends or roundup weekends where they come to your house and arrest tens of thousands in each town and take you and fill the jails to suck money out of you. So that's what it comes down to. Then after Paul Watson leaves us, and you know, I'm just bucking around like a bull so much today that I just broke this one too. I've never even done this in all my years on air. I'm popping the headpiece out of the plug. I need those fixed. We just won't go to Watson. How's that sound? Because I'm down, and I don't have a headpiece. I'm just so fired up that the cord is wrapped under here, and I just broke another one. I mean that's how hardcore all of this is getting. That's how serious all of this is getting, and it's only going to intensify. They're announcing executive actions to come after our guns. They are announcing all of these executive actions to come after our families, forced inoculations. We are pathetic. We are not men. We are slaves. We have gotten in this position by submitting to tyranny, by doing what we're told. Land of the free, home of the brave is just a bunch of slaves who are absolutely committed to any form of enslavement they're ordered to be under. And that's why we've gotten to this point in this civilization, in this society. Then coming up, a Los Angeles plan to reshape the streetscape sets off fears of gridlock. And they go on to say, what we're trying to do is make congestion so bad you'll have to get out of your car, says James O'Sullivan, founder of Fix the City Group, that is planning a lawsuit to stop the plan. But what you are going to do, take 2 hours or a bus, they haven't given us the options. The city council has approved a far-reaching transportation plan would reshape the cityscape over the next 20 years, adding hundreds of miles of bicycle lanes, bus-only lanes, and pedestrian safety features as part of an effort to nudge drivers, that's a key social conditioning word, out from behind the wheel. The major roads are only going to be for Democratic Party-owned, and Rahm Emanuel's brother basically owns Uber. The deals have already been made all over the world where they're going to take existing roads and only let Uber and Google operate on them. So a couple companies will have the franchise with driverless cars. It's all been announced. And then you will submit to all of it. We're going to Paul Watson in a moment. So this is the draconian plan. This is their operation. And again, space heaters, outdoor stoves, planting a tree, cutting a tree, making a cow pond, building a barn, having your children do chores, having the wrong kind of toilet or light bulbs, the wrong kind of paint. This is the Green Police. This is Agenda 21 World Treaty to run every facet of your life selectively where you go bankrupt and only the globalists can operate because they have exemptions to all of it. Or they have it built in with their plans and mitigation plans to only have to submit to part of it. So it's on. Single-family homes, I told you in the Obama deception 7 years ago, would be banned in Europe and the U.S. They're already being banned in Europe under zoning. You cannot get a permit. And they're now being banned in Seattle and in San Francisco and other areas because they want to charge you more for less. They will fly above the city in helicopters or in aircraft. You will be a slave. You will have your resources taken. Paul Watson's going to break down what Pat Buchanan calls Islam's conquest of Europe. But Europe already committed suicide, having 1.3 children on average. But then the criminals that run Europe, they destabilize the Middle East and now bring these people in. And to show you little dead kids that have drowned coming out of Libya, when our government did that, they won't show you the hundreds of thousands killed all over the place from Syria to Libya that the globalists helped murder. But they'll show you an individual child and say, it's your job, even though not a single Middle Eastern country will take a single one of these people. Now, before I go to break, I have some very exciting news. I set out at InfoWarsLife.com. In fact, I'm going to skip this network break because I've held Watson. I have come out going to the main top manufacturers of organic nutraceuticals to not private label, but create our own brand. I tell you what, I'm going to show people what I'm talking about right here of Knockout. And Knockout has 10 different ingredients in it known to have you sleep good, to have good REM sleep. And it's just amazing. It's why we call it Knockout. It's got the hops flower extract, lemon balm extract, valerian root extract, chamomile flower extract, L-tryptophan, melatonin, gamba, and other key ingredients known. Because if you just take melatonin here and there, it'll still work. But if you take it all the time, it doesn't work anymore. You take all this together, amazing sleep on an airplane, you name it, and your purchase helps fund this operation. Your purchase of Knockout that's been sold out for 2-3 months, we finally got a whole bunch of it in, helps fund this operation. It has amazing reviews on the site. You're not groggy in the morning because it's all natural. It really is amazing. It's a game changer. And your purchase of Knockout at InfoWarsLife.com funds this operation. We have Supermel Vitality. We are going to sell out because it's so popular of the Liver Shield today. Then supposedly more comes in 5 weeks. We just can't get enough of it because it's made it this top herbology place in Utah. That's the top place in the nation. And it's just so hard to get the high-quality, non-GMO, truly organic herbs and then concentrate them. And the rest of it, the standards are just so high. So Liver Shield will sell out today. We have the Deep Cleanse will probably sell out this week. We should have more of that in a couple weeks. So Deep Cleanse and Liver Cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support, or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We have the Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver. We have the Lung Cleanse. We have the Prostaguard. All of these are just over-the-top, highest quality, concentrated, super high power. Secret 12 is up at InfoWarsLife.com. The Supermel Vitality, Supermel Vitality, don't forget X2, the best iodine out there. It's all available at InfoWarsLife.com. You can get Oxy Powder discounted with Liver Shield right now, even though it's about to sell out. But again, Knockout, if you wanted to try it out or already ran out of the bottle you got, is now back in stock. InfoWarsLife.com. You can also go to InfoWarsHealth.com and find the entire line of longevity products discounted 30% when you sign up for $10 to become a distributor. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. InfoWarsHealth.com, the Pollen Burst, the best energy drink out there, super healthy, and, of course, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Totally Organic 2.0, and hundreds of other products at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsHealth.com. There's also a toll-free number there at InfoWarsHealth.com. So that's what it comes down to. You got 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Our customer service number is under that as well. Okay, I'm done ranting about that. The Hillary for Prison t-shirts are also very, very popular. That helps spread the word, so thank you all. Hillary for Prison, 2016 on the front, on the back, Legalize Freedom, InfoWars.com. It's a very handsome election shirt. I personally have already worn it out and gotten a lot of positive comments. I intend to walk around downtown the next few days wearing one and see what folks think about that in some of the trendy areas. And I'm going to ask him if we should put all the gun owners in FEMA camps like we've done already, and the majority of them do say it's time for slave camps. We have it on video, not for slave camps. So very, very serious situation. We're doing Facebook mentions right now as well in here. We're about to go to Paul Joseph Watson, who I appreciate holding. I don't think I've ever been more crazed, more upset, more sure of myself that everything we talked about is now coming true and that we are in the absolute hands of psychopathic criminals that have a death wish towards the West and the engine of freedom and prosperity and true liberalism. I mean, banning father and mother, opening the borders up, saying it's our job to pay for any illegal from anywhere in the world. It is just too evil. While all these countries in the Middle East are taking in zero of the people, and it's Saudi Arabia launching the attacks in Libya and Syria that are bringing in the refugees. The very culprits guilty of it, the radical Islamicists, joke and say, we're doing this to destabilize you 2 months ago. You can pull that up. ISIS says they're sending 500,000 migrants with sleeper cells. That was in the Associated Press 2 months ago, and now it's here. And the leftists who want voters and divide and conquer and race-based politics are saying we must accept all these people. Paul Joseph Watson's article is on DrudgeReport.com. Paul, thank you for joining us. I know you traveled to Czech Republic where they've halted westbound trains just last week to research this yourself. Investigative journalist Paul Watson, thank you for coming on with us.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, Czech Republic was interesting because they've had the same population for 100 years. They've had the same population of around 10 million since 1910. Now, the standard of living is very high. Prague is a very nice city, but the cost of living is still quite low. And they've basically got very limited immigration. So all the people you see working in the restaurants and the bars, you know, the mini marts, the 7-Elevens, whatever, they're all Czech citizens because they've limited mass immigration. But they still have a thriving economy. So it puts to bed this myth that you need mass immigration just to make an economy work because, you know, the housing is quite low. Young people can get on the housing ladder. And it's a thriving economy, and it's got low immigration. So, again, it completely puts that argument
just like
to bed.
Switzerland, just like Australia.
Yeah, but now what we're seeing in Germany, and in fact, Angela Merkel came out in a rare moment of truth yesterday, bearing in mind, you know, 800,000 of these, quote, refugees, which we'll talk about in a minute, most of them aren't even refugees, 800,000 into Germany before the end of this year. This morning they came out and said another 500,000 every single year on top of all their other immigration for an undetermined period way off into the future.
One German town, the New York Times reported, went from 1,000 to 3,000 people in 1 week. One picturesque town with 2,000 North Africans squatting in it.
Yeah, so Merkel said, quote, what we are experiencing now is something that will occupy and change our country in coming years.
So they're just throwing the gauntlet down. You will be dominated. You will be assimilated. This is insane.
Yeah, and then I put out a tweet. There was this German politician, I think he's in the government actually, basically smacking his lips and laughing about how, quote, every year more native Germans die than there are born. And then he goes on to say, oh, and that's because the Nazis were really bad at having children. And of course, they're not the Nazis. The Nazis were a political party. He's talking about the host German population.
Oh, yeah, no, the culture of Germany is now self-hating. When the West set up Hitler, put him in power, the Rockefellers financed him, he had a peace treaty with England, they set the Germans up, 20 million Germans died, terrible, the Nazis were horrible, but the truth is, the Germans fought the whole world, nobody's ever fought that hard. The Russians were almost on par with them, and it's a disgraceful, self-hating, dirtbag, filth piece of crap who hates Western culture. Stay there, Paul. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. 110% pro-liberty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen.
halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.